Mary, are you awake? Still sleeping. Good. I was hoping I'd wake up before you one morning this week. That way I could snuggle up close behind you. I could talk to you like this. When I know some part of you is listening, but you can brush me off or tell me I'm being silly. I know you've been having a rough time lately. It's so hard to watch you go through it and not be able to fix it. It makes me kind of angry, you know. I want to step in and just, I don't know, make it all right. I know it drives you crazy that I keep asking you what I can do, but I can't help it. I keep hoping that there is something, anything, I can do to make it better. I might not be able to fix it, but I am here for you. I hope you know that. Whether it's just being someone to vent to, or a little shoulder to cry on. If you want to come home to a hot shower, a warm meal, or ice cream and Netflix. I mean, even if all you want to do is just scream at me, I'm here for that. Bring it. And you know I can take it. And the thing is, I know you've got this. I know that. Even though you feel buried and there is nothing I can do, in the end, you will get through it and you will come out on the other side. You might be a little let down and a whole lot more tired, but you will be stronger. And I will be here for you too then. And we will celebrate. With more ice cream. You know, I know you've got this because I know how amazing you are. You are so much more amazing than you realize. And that's why I wanted to tell you this now, while you are sleeping. And only some subconscious part of your brain is listening. Because whenever I try to tell you, you stop me. You put me off. Honestly, baby, I hate that. I wish you would listen. It's important to me that you know how incredible you are. You are smart. You are kind. I can't even put into words how very kind you are. You are funny and you are brave. You are resourceful. You are loving and empathic. You are a terrible liar through the way. And I know how bad that last thing it was. You are really sweet to tell me otherwise. God, you even ate leftovers twice. I need to remember to make that up to you. You are my person. I know I tell you that all the time, but I'm not sure you understand what I mean. Yes, you are my friend and one of my favorite people to see every day and to do things with. All those things are true. But you are my person. You fit in all the right places in my heart and in my head. All the pieces of me that felt like they were missing. All the pieces of me I felt like they were missing. I found them when I found you. If you were awake, you would be telling me how cheesy I am. And I would remind you that you picked me too. So, I'm gonna get as close to you as I can. I'm going to leave kisses on the back of your shoulder. And I'm going to hope that my words reach somewhere deep down. And sometime, maybe today or tomorrow or next week, when you're feeling like you just can't take another minute, that you kind of remember this, that maybe out of nowhere you feel soothed and loved, and that gets you through it. Because I do love you so very much. Baby, you okay? No, the alarm hasn't gone off yet. Shh, go back to sleep. It's okay, I've got you. Mm-hmm.